Good afternoon, Family First. Nina speaking.
Hi, it's Stella. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
Good. I just have two questions I want to know about coordination and how it works. Do you do a replacement aid?
No, that would be Sarah. I don't do staff.
No, like, I mean, in overall, do, like, if it's a family member and he can't come in, would you do a replacement?
What you mean, will I do a replacement?
Not you. Like, does the company give replacement?
Oh, a replacement aid. Yeah, if we have enough notice to be able to find someone, then, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay, because actually I worked for Committed that did not do it. And then does the caregiver need to set up a set schedule, or he can just clock in and out whenever he wants?
So we want to go by a set schedule. We don't want to go by a caregiver just clock in and out when they want to work. It doesn't work that way.
Got it. But if he clocks out, let's say, 2 hours later than the schedule, what do he need to send him, timesheet?
No, so if he,
adjust
no, we just adjust the time. So if he clock, if he's late and he clocks in late for work, then we try to tell him to clock out a little bit later so the hours can match so they won't short themselves.
Got it. Because I guess he wanted to know that, like, if he clocks in out of time, like, he doesn't want to send in timesheets. So that's
fine. And also there's another way. If he contact the coordinator assigned and say if he can't make it in his scheduled time and he clocks in late, he can actually make up the hours on another day.
Mm-hmm.
So
got
we
it.
Can wiggle room and move hours around as long as it's
got
in
it.
That same pay period week.
Got it. But, like, he does need to send in timesheets if he changes the schedule. He can just clock in, right?
Yeah, right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay, thanks so
all
much.
Right.
I appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome. No problem.
Bye.